Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
There you are at the mall with your new boyfriend. You guys are doing some shopping and you run into your ex while you're with your current. And then all of a sudden, this shot of not only adrenaline, but also like a small attraction comes back to you, right? Can you fully embrace your new relationship if those feelings are real?
I feel like this debate has been going on forever, and me and my two dudes got into a debate about this after I witnessed one of my friends go through it in real time, and now I'm kind of confused on which side of it to be on because of the way that the two of them debated this for like a full hour. And it started because a friend of mine, well, we were all out, like a group thing, and a friend of mine was with his new love interest. They've been dating. It's not been too long, but it's going on like about a year. So it's long enough. And we all went to this place to celebrate one of his accomplishments. Now, I don't know exactly why his ex was there, but his ex was there.
Was she invited or did she just happen to be there at the same location?
He says she just happened to be there.
Okay. Mm.
And I believe him because I don't think he would have put himself in this position.
Yeah.
To where it would have like probably messed up something with his new interest.
Unless somebody invited her without him knowing?
Which is possible. Mm-hmm. That was a whole nother situation that we were trying to figure out. But she claims that it was a coincidence and that's what I guess he was running with. But the issue was, as the night started to progress, like at first it was like an awkward thing of, you know, wow, what is she doing here? How is this going to go? And his new girl didn't know. Like she doesn't know what his ex looks like. So for a while, she didn't even know she was there.
That's for the best.
Right. So I'm kind of like, I'm enjoying it because I know and he knows and my other friend knows, but everybody else doesn't know. So you can literally see just like the tension and just everything wash over him the moment he puts together what's going on. So I guess she kind of pondered on what the right thing to do was in this situation for a while on if she should come say hello or if she shouldn't. And she actually asked me. She was like, you know, should I say hello? Or what do you think I should do? I said, let him come say hello. And if he doesn't, then let it be.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need to go over there and, you know, let him do his thing.
Solid advice.
She ain't take it.
Okay. Classic.
Next thing I know, I saw her walking over. And I was like, well, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And she taps him on the shoulder. Mm-hmm.
All right. So just want to throw this out there as a possibility. I don't think he invited her. But his friends knew. Do you think she found out this was going down and she just happened to be at the same spot?
It's a lot of places in this city.
It is.
To just be hanging out.
That's what I think happened.
Okay, like she found out through like third parties or whatever that he was having this like small intimate gathering to celebrate a success. And she's like, well, maybe I'll just happen to be at the same restaurant at the same time on the same night.
Now,
Tango.
If not, and she really was just there randomly, isn't that the universe putting them together?
Possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah, if it's random.
I think her middle name might be Universe.
Because there's a lot of places in this town.
That's true.
There's a lot of time in the day to be there at that exact time. Either that's calculated or it's the universe.
And we did think about that when we were trying to figure out if this was kind of like something that was meant to be. So the fact that she walked over there and spoke to him is what made me think that you're right, Kristen, that she probably mapped this entire thing out. She didn't make a scene of it or anything, but she just said hello. Now, I don't think she anticipated him being there with a new girl. I think she figured he would have just been alone or with his boys, and maybe she can, you know, see what's going on.
Do you know if she's dating anybody?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So she walks over, she says hello, and it was very awkward. so awkward to the fact where I was making fun of my friend because I'm like, you could have played that off like a little better, but he didn't play it off well at all. You can tell he was like disheveled. He was thrown off.
Yeah.
So the new girl was like, what was that about? And then he did something else I didn't think he should have did. He was honest. And he told the truth.
Don't do that.
No, don't you do have that. To if she asked you.
I did that.
Yeah,
no.
3%, man.
I'm telling you.
3% lies in a relationship.
No,
that's fine.
Those are little white lies. That would be a big lie if he sat there and told her, oh, it's just some girl I know from work. No, you have to be
back in the day.
No.
Yeah. How would you tell somebody I knew back in the day? All right, drinks. I would have gave her the details later. He gave them to her right there. And
was it a bad breakup?
No,
okay.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just one of those like we're not for each other mm-hmm. kind of
yeah.
things. And the rest of the night, you can just feel everything shifted. Like his focus was kind of on her. The new girl's focus was kind of on her.
Well, yeah, duh. I'm going to have laser eyes on her for the rest of the evening.
Right. And she sat like not next to us, but from a distance to where we could see each other from where we were both sitting. And I don't know how much his girl noticed it. But I noticed it. Like, he kept looking over there. At first, I thought it was like a uncomfortable thing of, like, what is she doing? Where is she?
Mm-hmm.
But the more he was looking and the more we were drinking, I was like, no, I know those eyes.
Longing?
Huh?
Longing?
Yes. Those are spinning the block bedroom eyes. I know them. And so I kind of actually tapped him when I had a chance to and went, hey, man, stop looking at your old girl as much. Like, women pick up on that very, very easily.
I was going to ask you if you smacked him upside his head.
I hit him on the knee.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'm not doing that. It was so obvious. So, of course, by the time they got home, they got into an argument over it. And then that's where it all started, of where she felt like, you can't be that into me if you were sitting in there still looking at her the way you were looking at her.
Mm. I agree with that.
He feels like two things can be true. And that's where the debate started, of I am into you. I want to be with you. That just threw me off. And yes, we have a history. We had a chemistry. So a part of him, I guess, still likes her. But he doesn't desire her. That was his thing. I don't want to be with her, but I can't sit here and act like I don't still have something for her. That would be a lie.
I respect that.
But I want to be where I am. And he feels like both of those things can be true, which kind of turned me because I was with you, Bert. I'm like, nah, you can't have somebody new and still have a... But the way he broke it down in such a mature way of like, I'll always have something with her. Like, she had a piece of my heart. It is what it is. It was real. But ultimately, I'm going for a reason. I chose you. So he doesn't feel like because I may have had a moment of, wow, she looked good tonight, and a little flashback, that doesn't necessarily mean that he is not completely 100% committed to his new girl.
Especially that's the first time they've crossed paths since the breakup. Which I'm assuming it is.
It is.
Okay.
And I've never heard him, like, mention her or really talk about it. Because I did talk about him after. And I'm like, be honest. Like, what? And he's like, you know, I don't want to go back. He's like, I'm not going to sit here and say as a man, if we had a moment, I would. But he ain't tell his new girl that.
Yeah, of course.
Right. But he's saying, I don't want to be with her, though. That's my past.
I'm still attracted to her, but I don't want to be with her.
Right.
Like I'm out.
It brought up some feelings.
That's all I need to hear,
you
man.
Would be gone.
Yeah. I mean, if he's being authentic and he's still like, let's say 25% of his heart, because he said that she'll always have a piece of my heart. Well, how much? 25%? 25% is too much. It's got to be 2%. Yeah. And no more than 2%.
You would need the numbers.
Yes.
Okay.
You're like a gallon of milk over there.
Skim. No, I'm looking for no fat. No love, no attraction. Now I'm out.
This is The Bert Show.